Confirmation hearings started yesterday in the U.S. Senate for Deb Haaland, President Biden's pick for Interior Secretary. The department manages nearly a half billion acres of public lands, a tenth of which is Native American land, as well as the water and natural resources and recreational parks contained on those spaces. That includes more than 40% of Arizona lands, which are federally owned. If confirmed, Haaland would be the first Native American cabinet secretary. With me to talk about her first day of hearings, how they went, is Daryl Fears, a reporter covering environmental justice for The Washington Post. And Daryl, how did it seem things went for the nominee?
It's really hard to tell. She was very cagey and she didn't really answer questions fully. There seemed to be a strategy, an administration strategy, where she would allow the senators, particularly Republicans, to make accusations, and she would thank them for their questions and not truly give full answers.
What were some of the issues where she faced tough questions?
Everything was about the oil and gas industry and drilling and mining on federal lands. And so the Republicans are very worried about losing that, and they tied that to jobs and revenue. And they said that Deb Haaland's, and by extension, Joe Biden's policy of limiting new oil and gas leases and potentially stopping a lot of drilling on the land and reviewing the way mining happens, particularly coal mining on these lands, would cost money. And so they accused her of being a radical on these issues because she supported the Green New Deal and because she went to North Dakota at Standing Rock and actually participated in the protest by helping to feed protesters. And they felt that she was very detrimental to whatever designs they have on federal lands and their supporters.
Now, she has said that there is a place for fossil fuels in the country's energy plan. Did that not placate or ameliorate some of the concerns of some of the Republicans?
It didn't seem to. What she said is that there will be a moratorium on new leasing. She said if there wasn't, there wouldn't be a ban. And she said that even if the administration began to rely more on a renewable energy strategy to produce and operate renewable energy sources, such as windmills and solar panels, it will take a long time to implement that. And in between that time, there would be a healthy mix of oil and natural gas in the country's energy portfolio. And so she said, you know, this isn't something that will happen overnight, that these companies will still have their operations and they will still produce revenue and profit, but we will be phasing in a lot more renewable energy in the future. And so she tried to placate them that way. What you see as important and key to the country's energy development and portfolio will remain for some time, but we want to promote renewable energy for the future.
Now, obviously, her nomination, and if she is confirmed, her position in the cabinet would be historic. She'd be the first Native American woman to serve in a presidential cabinet. Did that get any amount of mention during the hearing yesterday?
Well, it got significant mention bipartisan mention. But it was different depending on what side of the divide you were on. And so every Democrat I heard, because they do it in a staggered way, Democrat, then Republican, then Democrat, then Republican, and each Democrat acknowledged her role, her very historic role. There was one Republican who from Alaska, Representative Young, who introduced her as his friend and said that he supports her because she is Native American, and he feels that it is long overdue that she gets this position. And that Republican was in line with every Democrat who I heard yesterday say that this is highly significant for a Native American to lead a department that oversees, for example, the Bureau of Indian Affairs and 51 million acres of land in trust, Native American land that's in trust. A secretary who's Native American compared to, I think it was the third or fifth Secretary of the Interior who said that his goal was to either civilize or exterminate American Indians. And so that history and of that department was very much on display yesterday.
So does it seem, and of course, you know, you can read the tea leaves in lots of different ways. Does it seem as though she will have the support ultimately, either just among Democrats or even some maybe Republicans voting for her ultimate confirmation as well?
It's interesting to me. It seems that she will have support among Democrats, including the chairman of the committee, Joe Manchin, who is from an oil production state, West Virginia. And Joe Manchin is very concerned, but it seems that Joe Manchin, he has indicated that he will vote for her. And so she will get support from Democrats. If she gets one vote from a Republican, I have to say I would be surprised. But it might happen. I mean, the Republicans were aggressive in their questioning yesterday. Some of them were hostile in their questions yesterday, but not all of them. There seemed to be a little leeway. And I've covered the confirmation hearings of Ryan Zinke and David Bernhard, and Democrats were adamantly opposed to those candidates, but they got Democratic votes. And so it'll be interesting to see this time if Holland gets a Republican vote. But I have to say, at this point, considering the rhetoric that in the lead up to her confirmation hearing, I'd be surprised if they did. I will go on to say that there's a power sharing agreement in the Senate because of the very close divide between the parties. It's almost 50-50. And so that committee, unlike past years, is evenly divided among Democrats and Republicans. And so there could be a 10-10 tie on that committee in the vote for Holland. And in that case, there are procedural steps that Democrats could use to move it on ahead to the Senate floor in the case of a tie.
All right. That is Daryl Fears. He's a reporter with The Washington Post focusing on environmental justice. Daryl, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.